So if you are a sinner and you have believed in Christ, what you receive is the remission of your sin, as though it has never been. As though it has never been. All things are wiped away. Let us read some scriptures. Jojo, are you ready to call some people? And make them find the scripture in their own Bible, if they even have a Bible on their phone. If they don't have, give them a knock and go to the next person. Acts chapter 10 and verse 43. Acts chapter 10 and verse 43. Yes. The person is taking too long. Acts 10, 43.
Acts 10:43. Mm-hmm. To him give all the prophets witness, mm-hmm, that through his name whatsoever believeth in him,
whosoever
believeth, mm-hmm, in him shall receive remission of sins.
Remission of sins. Please read it again. It's important to read it properly because that's where we get our faith from. Yes.
To him give all the prophets witness, mm-hmm, that through his name, mm-hmm, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins.
Amen. Amen. Do you believe in him? Amen. So you have received remission of sins. Yeah. So it does the fact that you used to drink 3 bottles of Akpeteshi every day at the age of 12. Yay! It's now a non-point. Wow. It's a non-point. It's remission. Completely wiped out. Completely wiped out. Are you understanding your salvation a little more? Please push your neighbor and say, stop crying over things that are past. It's past. That's why I don't like people who come and say that, because the person's life was like this, so I can't marry her today. God has remitted the sin and you are still carrying it. May yours also be carried. May yours also be carried. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. You see, this slowness, it will not help the Bacenta meeting. You see the whole problem. You don't read your Bible. That's why you are so slow to open it. Yes. Jojo, your knocks are not powerful. Yes, go ahead.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Mm-hmm. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Can you see it there again? Repent and be baptized, and what are you receiving? Remission. So ask your neighbor, why? Why do you keep talking about the past like that? Why? Eh? Why? Why are you always talking about your past like that? I'm not talking about, hello? I'm not talking about talking about your past with as you are witnessing or sharing your testimony. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Because as for that one, it's because you are trying to tell somebody what the Lord has done for you. But I'm talking about people who are lamenting. And you keep going back to the past. God, I mean, I beg you. And they say, oh, we are not worthy. We are... It's a way of speaking. It's a way of speaking. Are you seeing it? Sometimes too, it's not even you. Sometimes the accuser... it keeps bringing it back. You say, oh, you say you are called. Yeah. See something. Have you forgotten? I forgot. Then he will remind you of your most embarrassing night. The past, he'll bring it back picture for picture. And by the time he's finished, you are crying like a little something. But from today, I said from today, tell him that, listen, I am a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and my sins, they have been remitted as if I have never committed them once and for all. Once and for all. You cannot pay for it twice. No, no, no. It pains me that the medics use that word remission. It pains me. Yes, because they say the cancer is in remission. And then you see the person 10 years down the line, they say the cancer has come back. But I thank God for a God that when he says remission, that's it. It's not coming again. He's not looking at it again. As far as he's concerned, it is not happening. Amen and amen. Now, there are a couple of other of scriptures with using slightly other words, but we will read them also. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Are you getting happy with the words we are learning? I tell you, those of us who were not correct, me, Mondia, these were my scriptures that I grew up on because I was so not correct. Hey! Ephesians 1, 7. Yes. Who have you found? Thank you.
Ephesians 1, 7. Mm-hmm. In him we have redemption through his
Take blood. Your time. Take your time. We have to be able to follow the scripture. Read it clearly. Yes.
Ephesians 1, 7. In him we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
Please, so we use King James Version when we are learning scriptures. King James Version. You can use the other versions to understand, but the verse in which we learn the scriptures is always King James. Do you know why? Easiest to learn. Because of the type of English it uses. So if you are trying to learn it, it sticks easier. For the time you have need that you ought to be. See, when you read the flat English, you can't remember. Okay, so it says something here. Please read it again for me.
Ephesians 1:7. Mm-hmm. In whom we have redemption mm-hmm. through his blood, mm-hmm. the forgiveness of sins, mm-hmm. according to the riches of his grace.
Beautiful. Amen. So it's using two words here, redemption and forgiveness. You see, and you can almost say that redemption plus forgiveness is equal to remission. Kind of. Yeah. Something like that. Because when you say remission, redemption is deliverance from sin. It's also atonement. It's they are all, what should I say? They are all those words are married. Mm-hmm. They are all married. Repurchased. Paying off. That's all redemption. He has redeemed us by his blood. Are you getting it? 2 Corinthians 5:17. As for this one, if you don't read it in 2 minutes, you need a knock because you should even know it by heart. Your theater, I tell you. Yes.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Mm-hmm. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Amen. This is the commonest scripture of them all. And it's actually one of our memory scriptures. We are learning it today. From today, you should not need a Bible to be able to quote 2 Corinthians 5:17. Yeah. And it is this scripture, when I'm doing the demonstration for 7 great principles, this is what we base our change of the spirit on. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Are you seeing it? All right. Then the last and third word is the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. Now, there are a number of things you need to be aware of. Number one, any Christian can sin. Me, I would even have removed the can and say sins. Number two, sin breaks the fellowship, but not the relationship. Number three, forgiveness is the way back. Number four, we have an advocate with the Father. Number five, forgiveness belongs to Christians. And number six, forgiveness is yours for the asking. I read them again. Oh, I love it too much. Any Christian can sin. So stop behaving as if you have the upper hand on sinning. In fact, Number two, sin breaks the fellowship, but not the relationship. The easiest way to think about this is a couple that is married. They can have a quarrel that has broken the fellowship. So this morning, they didn't talk to each other. But the relationship is still there. They are still husband and wife. Are you getting it? Now, what is the way out of that? Forgiveness is the way back. Number four, we have a lawyer, an advocate with the Father. Number five, forgiveness belongs to Christians. And number six, forgiveness is yours for the asking. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Let us look at some scriptures. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8. 1 John 1, 8. I think it's good I'm asking people to read the Bible. I'm seeing those who don't open the Bible often. 1 John 1, 8.
If we say that.
Read the address first.
1 John 1, 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Read it again, please.
1 John 1, 8.
Yeah.
If we say that we have no sin, mm-hmm. we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Amen. The self-righteous ones, you feel that you are so good. Ask your neighbor, are you the one called Little Goody Two Shoes? Little Goody Two Shoes. Even that thought crowd that you just had is a sin. To think that you are so perfect that you don't have any sin. Even the thought is a sin. Now, this scripture is not there for us to just sin by heart. It's just telling us something about our human nature. This is what we are looking at. And he says, so if you say that you don't sin, you have deceived yourself. And honestly, to deceive yourself is the worst thing you can do. There's this saying, he who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. Just say, we don't have anywhere to even start repairing you. Are you here? So as for that one, anybody can sin. You are not above sin. Very important. I know serious people who have fallen into serious problems because they thought they wouldn't fall. Yes. One of my sheepies was a missionary somewhere. Caught me crying like a child. Because he used to believe that oh, the women there, they are not a problem. Oh, they are not a problem. They are not a problem. Yeah. Are you there? They are not a problem. They are not a problem. They are not a problem. You see, when you know that they are a problem and you are the missionary and you are not yet married or your wife is not there, you will have your meeting, your person has come to visit you, you will obey the instructions, stay on the veranda. But because you believe yourself, they were sitting down together. He was crying. What even pained him most of all was that it was over before it began. And the thing pained the guy. But you see, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. All right. The second one, I'm going to read it because it's long. 1 John chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 3 all the way down. You know, all these scriptures about forgiveness and love, 1 John 1 is a very, very, very important chapter. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. I have to point out to you that, hold on a second, in verse 3, note that the fellowship is important. The fellowship between us is very important. And then the fellowship between us and the Father and His Son. Verse 4. And these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. You see, scripture, it solves things. So you don't have fellowship with God. You have not been talking to him. Are you there?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you are saying that you have fellowship with him, but you are walking in darkness. I mean, do we need to define the darkness, please? You know, you know. You are walking. You are lying. You are lying. You should question your salvation self. Yes. It's better to question it and correct it. Yes, continue. Oh, this is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Now you understand why sometimes you struggle to come to church. Because he is in the light. If you are in the light, the sign that you are in the light is that you easily have fellowship. For as long as you are struggling to fellowship with Christians, there's no light in you. You are not in the light. Or you can't see it. Yeah. So if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, the evidence that we are walking in the light is the fellowship that we have one with another. That is why when you sin, you start to drop out. Automatic. Nobody was there when we sin. You say, we don't know anything about it. We are just there. We just start to see that we see you once a month. We see you. We don't see you. Why? It is there inside light. Yeah, we see you. We don't see you. And off, like that. Yeah. You're in darkness. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Then we come to verse 8 that we just read. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Ah, Bible, mom, they are there. Ah, scriptures are nice. Let's take it in one go from verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And so that is why you cannot be doing things in darkness and then say that God is with you. You cannot cheat in the exam and say God is with you. You cannot falsify papers to go and say God is with you. You cannot marry somebody for papers and say God is with you. Ah, or you didn't see the scripture. Give us verse 5 again. Verse 5. Look at it. We declare to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. At all. He cannot be with you in your dark endeavor. I've gone to rap 3 girls. How can he be with you? All right. Jojo, find another person. The person is going to read for us. This is now the forgiveness scriptures. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My little children.
Yes.
These things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Verse 2. And he is the
propitiation
for our sins. And
go on.
Verse 2. And he is the propitiation for our sins. Mm-hmm. And not for us only, but also for the sins of the world.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Charlie. Ah, scripture, they're too much. What? Eh? If any man sin, so first it tells you don't sin. But if any man sin, oh, we have a lawyer, we have an advocate, we have somebody who will talk for us. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, that we are righteous. And he is the propitiation, the answer, the one who takes it out for our sin. And not only for us, but for the whole world. Oh, Charlie, the matter is too nice. It's too nice. It's too nice. Hallelujah. Forgiveness belongs to Christians. Forgiveness belongs to Christians. And forgiveness is yours for the asking. 1 John 1:9, please. 1 John 1:9, quickly.
First John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen. Amen. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that is forgiveness. Hallelujah. The last part of our study for today has to do with staying in fellowship. Our fellowship is with the Father and the Son. Our fellowship is also with each other. We have learned that we need to walk in the light. We learn also that we need to forgive one another and we need to walk in love. Amen. Never stay down, always seek forgiveness. Never stay down, always seek forgiveness. Let us quickly come to some of the scriptures that will help us here. 1 John 1:3. We have read it before, so it should be fast now.
1 John 1:3.
Yes.
1 John 1:3. That which we have seen and heard declare unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So you see that this scripture talks about fellowship with each other and fellowship with the Father and his Son. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. 1 John 1, 6 and 7.
First John 1, 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Amen.
Verse 7.
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all our sins. Amen.
Matthew 18:35. He's talking about the need to forgive others. Matthew 18:35.
So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Amen. Mm-hmm.
If you don't forgive other people, your sins will also not be forgiven. It should make it easy for you to forgive. Yes. May I have told people before, I will not go to hell because of you. So it's not that I like or that I'm forgiving you because I don't want to go to hell. That's all. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. It's all part of the forgiving ourselves. Ephesians 4:32.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you.
Amen. Forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. You want God to forgive you, but you are holding somebody's sin against them. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5, the scripture for walking in love.
Romans chapter 5 verse 5. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Amen.
Amen. We have already read these last two scriptures. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And 1 John 2:1-2. All right. Now, before we learn our memory verse, there's a question here that we are going to answer. Are you ready for the question? What are the main differences between remission and forgiveness? Remission and forgiveness. What are the main differences? Suddenly the room has become nicely quiet. Jojo, come. Yes, Father Abraham.
Okay. But what you have learned tonight, I believe remission is only once, but forgiveness can be maybe a daily asking.
Say it well. Forgiveness can be...
Forgiveness can be maybe daily. Maybe when you sin, then you pray and ask God to forgive you. But remission is only once.
Beautiful. Any addition? Anybody wants to add something? I see a hand, yes. You can stand. They will see you.
Hallelujah. So, from what I've learned, I can say remission was done by Christ. Only God who does the remission. And forgiveness, humans, we can also forgive others.
Okay, so it's also among human beings. All right, beautiful. Yes, I'm seeing another hand. Who's there? Yeah. You've got the mic, right? We can't hear you.
Mommy, please, from what we've learned, I believe that remission is the ultimate deliverance, and forgiveness is the renewal of that ultimate deliverance.
Thank you. All right. Okay, so I think that basically we are talking about the same thing, isn't it? So I think it is understood. The remission of sin, some that Christ has done. Okay, there's one more hand at the back there.
Hi, Mommy. Mommy, please, for remission, it brings relationship. And the forgiveness...
It breaks relationships.
No, it brings.
Brings.
Yeah, it brings relationship. Or it brings back the relationship for remission. And forgiveness renews the relationship.
I'm not sure I agree with you.
So for remission, it keeps the, like...
Not quite. Okay, Bene wants to say something like that, so she wants to help you. Yes. Stand, Bene.
So, Mommy, the remission was about the sin being wiped out. And then the forgiveness of sin, we said that the sin breaks the fellowship, but not the relationship. So the forgiveness is more of like, in terms of fellowship, but remission doesn't really have much to do with fellowship, but just the wiping out.
Why would you not say that remission even allows the relationship to happen? Because it's from his remitting our sins that we even have that relationship at all. Coming in. Basenta will be nice. Share. Tell you revelations, Beba. Okay, I could see KB down there. I'm seeing some hand be at the back there also. Please stand after him, then you.
Mommy, please. I think that remission, aside for the fact that it happens once, is actually how we get salvation. Like our salvation happens, and then forgiveness is. Maybe reconnecting with Christ as when we sin and then we ask for forgiveness, then our relationship is restored or the fellowship Beautiful. Is restored. Yeah.
The remission is what gives you your salvation. Beautiful. Yes, there's a hand there. Who is that? All right. Yes.
Mommy, please. I think with the remission, it can only be paid on the cross. But with the forgiveness, it comes with like just the word. So I think the remission is like the mother, the brother part. and the forgiveness is a subset of.
Charlie, the percentage is going to be nice. I agree with you. But I think this side is very dull and I'm not seeing or hearing of them. Okay, yeah. Yes, somebody there. Yes.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Mommy. Mommy, please, I think forgiveness is what you ask for, because even Jesus Christ said, Father, forgive them. He was asking God to forgive them. But then remission is what you get because you ask for forgiveness. That's the wiping away of your sins.
No, but if you say that, then that implies that you can have remission several times, which is not quite it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So that's the only place that's...
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Thank
all
you.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking for hands over there because that whole section, over there is not powerfully represented. Yes, Elijah. Hey, Charlie, you are the one handing our new convert. So, I mean, Charlie.
I think remission is for... Hello. Mami, please, I think remission is for unbelievers who are being converted. So on their conversion, remission happens, but forgiveness is for Christians and not for unbelievers. So unbelievers cannot have forgiveness, but they can have remission.
Remission, all right.
Thank
you. All right, okay, all right, all right. Okay, my last two, Pascal and Mary, and then we are done. Because we have to learn this scripture.
Okay, so for remission, the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So remission had to deal with bloodshed, as in Jesus shed his blood. And that's what, so for forgiveness, so we don't need to shed any blood because that was what atonement, as that's what we used to do in the atonement time, as in that's the Old Testament. So you need to sacrifice an animal, then the blood is shed in exchange to compensate for our sins. But then we just ask, so remission has to do with blood, we don't need to shed blood.
All right. Mary, you have the last word. Mary, you have the last word.
Mommy, please, I think that remission cancels the consequences and then forgiveness releases the resentment. Yes, so...
Why do you say it cancels the consequence?
Remission cancels the consequence because, like you said earlier, when with the remission, the sin is being wiped out completely.
Okay.
So it's being wiped out completely... And that you don't have to go back and then it's like
yes,
you are
okay.
Doing it.
Uh-huh. So explain it like that. Don't say the consequence because the consequence is something else.
Okay.
Yeah. Because let's say that somebody he's committed an armed robbery and he's caught. And yeah. Then he now gives his life to Christ. It will be remitted. But consequence, you know. Or backward jail. So not the consequence, but the explanation you gave is right. Okay, and then forgiveness.
And then the forgiveness releases resentment in the sense that we forgive to take away the bitterness or whatever is inside
it's
of
in
us.
Of us. Okay, so that's us forgiving. All right, yes. Somebody. Okay. Okay, beautiful. I think the Basenta meeting will be interesting. But we have two memory verses we are going to learn. And now I need to show you how to learn the verse. I cannot trust the people who are doing the... I can't trust that they obey me. I don't think they obey me, so I think they should put the screen off. And everybody should take his or her Bible, phone Bible or whatever Bible you have. No, that's what you are using during the Basenta meeting. Now, when you are teaching, let me stand so that I can see your faces. When you are teaching the scripture, it is very important to say the address of the scripture. Because the greatest problem we have in Christianity is for people to remember where in the Bible the thing is. So you start with the address and you end with the address. So what you do is that you're going to start, you're going to read the memory verse once or twice. Then we say you start to put away your Bible. So you haven't put it away fully, but you start to put it away. If you get stuck, you come back. Then by the fourth or fifth time, Chalea Fadia, you're not looking again. So can we try it? All right. So we start with the address, we read, and we end with the address. We're going to read it a couple of times, and then you start to put away your Bible or whatever you are looking at. You start to put it away. If you get stranded, you come back. Until I give the word that Chale, no, nothing, then we are seeing it. All right. So our first memory verse is 2 Corinthians 5:17. So ready, go. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We read it again. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We're going to say it again. We begin to put aside our Bible. Begin to put it aside. That means you're going to try without looking. If you get stuck, you go back. So let's go. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let's 5:17. Let's try it one more time. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Man be in Christ. He is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are all right. 5:17. Now it goes into your pocket. Put your or close your Bible or wherever you have written it. Close it. We are not looking. Ready, go. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Beautiful. Turn to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor eyeball to eyeball. Don't look anywhere else. Eyeball to eyeball. Find a neighbor. Nobody should be sitting down like that. Find a neighbor. All right, ready, go. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5. Men only. Stand to your feet. Men only. My lady pastors, can you please find yourselves at the back there to see how the saying is happening? Because some people are hiding. All right, gentlemen only. Ready, go. Beautiful. Take your seat. Ladies, rise to your feet. Ready, go. I hope that there are people looking at them or the male pastors. All right, we go. Second. Ready, go. Beautiful. It's working. Take your seat. It was not smooth. It had better be smooth before Bacenta meeting. Hallelujah. Yeah. Gentlemen, if you are looking at somebody, you are trying to know if she's going to be a beloved or not. If she cannot quote this scripture, please change your mind. Change your mind. All right, we have a second scripture to learn. 1 John 1:9. We are going to read it a couple of times. Ready, go. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Again, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Okay, we begin to put our Bibles and things away. We are beginning. 1 John 1:9. Ready, go. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Again, 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Put your hands, John 1:9. Put your hands together for yourself. Projection team, stand to your feet. Projection team, stand to your feet. Who are those who project for BTC? BTC, you don't have, your projectionists are not here. Hey, where are the projectionists in BTC? If they don't own up, I will sack them from this meeting.
Hey, man.
They are not here. They didn't come. Hey, BTC, very soon I will levy you. Yes. Ready, go. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Also, I'm watching you.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
2 Corinthians 5:17. 1 John 1:9.
1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sins.
Start again. Start again. 1 John 1:9. Ready, go.
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
1 John 1:9.
Thank you very much. Photography. Photography. All photographers. Videographers should also join. All photographers and videographers. That one to BTC, where are your people? Who else has got photographers here? All photographers, stand to your feet. Videographers also, stand to your feet. All right. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Ready, go.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
1 John 1:9.
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
Thank you. Some people are chewing ground as fire. It's not easy. All right.
CPSA.
Flowers in all the churches. Flowers. 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 All flowers. Flowers. Ready, go. Flowers. Are you ready? 2 Corinthians 5:17.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Yes.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Beautiful. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9.
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Beautiful. 1 John 1:9. Ashes, all ashes. All ashes. All ashes. Suddenly the ashes are finished in the house. All ashes. Every branch has an usher. Pastors, where are your ashes? How many ashes are standing for BTC? Let me see your hand. BTC has more than one usher. You people, you are very close to being banned. You will not come here again. Which other branch? Genius, where are your ashes? There's one, he's here. Okay. All right. Hey, GS, where are your ashes? Presence, where are your ashes? Faith Secrets. You're all at the back. Subhan Boni. Word Encounter. All right, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Ready, go.
2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ.
Therefore, it starts with therefore. Starts at the beginning. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
1 John 1:9. Say it again.
1 John 1:9. If you confess our sins,
if we confess,
ready, go. All ashes.
Okay. 1 John.
All ashes, ready, go. 1 John 1:9, ready, go.
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
All dancers, all dancing stars.
1 2 1 2.
All dancing stars. All dancing stars. All dancing stars. I should have seen more people up by now. All right. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If you are not a dancing star, please sit down so that I can see them. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
All things have passed away.
Behold, all things have become new.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9.
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Amen.
Okay, thank you very much. Beautiful. All right. Find all your offerings. It's 9 o'clock. I don't want us to go late. So find your offerings. Find your offerings. Some people have to go far. It's not everyone who lives on campus. So find your offering. Lady Rep, will you take offerings for me? Beautiful.
Hallelujah. Put your hands.
Put your hands together, Sister Joy. God bless you. You can't quote the scripture. Stand to your feet and put your hands together for our pastor, our shepherd, E.S. Joy. God bless you. Thank you so much for teaching us. Hallelujah. From today, our bus centers will begin to grow because, we'll be quoting scriptures. Hallelujah. Our people will become proper. Amen.